Vedder Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hospital officials said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes hit a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families, as well as two homes. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is criticizing Israel for what he says is a lack of accountability for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In an interview with Reuters on Wednesday, Guterres condemned Hamas's deadly attack on southern Israel last October that sparked the current war.
But then afterwards, we have witnessed a series of military interventions by Israel in Gaza, with a level of death and destruction that has no parallel in my time as Secretary General, and with very dramatic violations of international humanitarian law and total absence of an effective protection of civilians.
The UN says nearly 300 humanitarian aid workers, more than two-thirds of them UN staff, have also been killed during the 11-month-old conflict. Australia will strip medals from a group of military commanders over allegations their units were involved in war crimes while deployed in Afghanistan. A special investigative committee released a report in 2020 concluding there was credible evidence that Australian troops were involved in the unlawful killings of 39 people between 2005 and 2016. The panel said the killings were part of a culture of forcing junior recruits to kill unarmed captives to prepare them for combat. This is VOA News. Defense Minister Richard Morrow said the decision was needed to address the wrongs of the past.
This will always be a matter of national shame. At the same time, the Brereton Report, its recommendations, and the actions of successive governments in implementing these recommendations are a demonstration to the Australian people and to the world that Australia is a country which holds itself accountable.
The report recommended that 19 current and former members of Australia's military be referred to a special investigator to determine if they could face criminal prosecution. A former soldier was charged with war crimes last year. Australia participated in a NATO-led international force deployed to Afghanistan after the overthrow of the hardline Islamic Taliban rulers after the 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States. Military officials in South Korea and Japan say North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles Thursday from its capital, Pyongyang. The missiles flew about 360 kilometers before landing in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
That flight distance suggests that the missiles were designed to attack targets in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to boost efforts to make his nuclear force ready for combat with the U.S. and its allies. Kim has made similar vows in the past, but his latest threats come as outside experts believe that North Korea could carry out a nuclear explosion or long-range missile test ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November to boost its leverage in future dealings with the U.S. Recent images of Kim inspecting what could be its biggest missile launch platform sparked speculation that the North could be developing a more powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Unionized and similar employees of U.S. aviation giant Boeing will cast their ballots Thursday over new contract offer for management. The contract includes pay increases of 25% over 4 years. If the 33,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers reject the contract and two-thirds of the workers vote to strike, a work stoppage will begin Friday. A walkout will be another blow to Boeing's reputation and finances in a year marked by problems in its airplane, defense, and space operations. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on social media like Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.